I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, ESPN's Michael Wilbon interrupts our show with some of the best American sports writing of the past year. But first, Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis announced on Wednesday that he will retire following the playoffs. The Ravens, for whom he has played for 17 seasons, will begin the postseason with Sunday's game against the Indianapolis Colts. Here to discuss Lewis's career to date and the Ravens' chances to extend said career into the Super Bowl is Jeff Zriebeck of the Baltimore Sun. Jeff, was it a surprise when Lewis announced his retirement?
I think the timing of it was a surprise. Ray Lewis has not spoken to the media since mid-October, since before he had the torn triceps injury. And then all of a sudden, he kind of dropped it on everybody. There was no doubt that everyone believed that there was a decent chance this was the last year of his likely Hall of Fame career. But the manner in which he delivered the news, I think, was a surprise, and the timing of it.
Ray Lewis's accomplishments include 13 Pro Bowls, 7 first-team All-Pro selections, a Super Bowl title for which he was named MVP. Where does he rank among the NFL's best-ever defensive players?
That's a tough question, you know. I'm not going to put an exact ranking on him, but I think he'll go down as the best middle linebacker ever to play, right up there with the likes of Singletary, you know, and Lambert and those kind of guys. I mean, he's right there. There's no question about that.
During Ray Lewis's football career, he's been charged with assault and with murder. He was eventually convicted of obstruction of justice in a 2000 murder case and settled a civil suit brought by the family of one of the murdered men. As the pro football world celebrates him as a player, shouldn't those episodes also be recognized as part of his legacy?
There's no question. You can't completely ever get away from that. I mean, he's done about as well as you can rehabbing his image. He's been amazing in the Baltimore community, also in Florida, with all the things that he's done with charity. But that's always going to be on his record. I mean, when we write the story about Ray Lewis and the career and his retirement, you know, that has to be mentioned, and that has to be mentioned pretty high up in it.
What will the impact of his retirement be on Baltimore as they start their run into the postseason?
I think this will give them a little boost. Now that he's back, I think they'll really benefit from his leadership. I mean, he's nowhere near the same player that he's been throughout his career. But, you know, his knowledge of the game and his leadership ability still holds a lot of weight with the Ravens.
The Ravens have not played very well over the last 5 or 6 weeks. Who needs to step up besides Lewis for them to get deep into the playoffs?
Well, you haven't heard this much about Ravens teams, but for the Ravens to go on a playoff run, their offense needs to be able to put up points on the board. The guy you have to look at is quarterback Joe Flacco. He's entering the final weeks of his rookie deal here. He's due to hit free agency. He's looking for a huge payday. And, you know, a playoff run would go a long way towards proving that he's deserving of the kind of money that he wants. I mean, they just need really good quarterback play. They can't do it without Joe Flacco getting hot here and taking their offense down and putting up points. I mean, he's going to be the X factor all playoff long.
Jeff Zriebeck is a sports writer for the Baltimore Sun. Jeff, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Have a good day.